This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. Both the U.S. and South Korean militaries have confirmed North Korea test-fired two ballistic missiles Wednesday, that nation's second launch in less than a week and the latest apparent attempt to increase diplomatic pressure on the United States. South Korea's military reported the missiles were launched from a central inland area in North Korea and splashed into the sea off the country's east coast. Few other details were immediately available, including what kind of missiles were launched or how far they flew. In a statement, the U.S. Indo-Pacific Command said it was aware of the launch and had assessed that it does not pose an immediate threat to the U.S. personnel, territory, or allies in the region. The launch comes 2 days after North Korea claimed to have test-fired new long-range cruise missiles. It was Pyongyang's first known missile test in about 6 months. Some analysts say the moves suggest North Korea is trying to increase its bargaining leverage with the United States amid stalled nuclear talks. The North had often engaged in diplomacy after raising tensions via verbal or weapons tests. Tuesday, the U.S. envoy to North Korea repeated Washington's offer to restart talks without preconditions, saying the U.S. is ready to work with North Korea on humanitarian issues regardless of progress on denuclearization. But analysts say those types of statements do not appear to have satisfied North Korea, as the U.S. will not agree to lift North Korea's demand to lift sanctions. Meanwhile, South Korea's presidential office announced that nation had conducted its own weapons test Wednesday, firing its first submarine-launched ballistic missile. The statement said a domestically built missile was fired from a 3,000-ton class submarine and hit a designated target. President Moon Jae-in attended the test and said he believed the missile can be a very effective deterrent to cope with what he called the asymmetric force of North Korea. This is VOA News.